I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, He Knows My Name. And then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Betrayed, from Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62.
About the Word of God, betrayed, rejected, crucified, and risen. And today, this service, this morning, I'm dealing with betrayed. Tonight, I'll deal with rejected. Wednesday night, crucified, and next Sunday, risen. Taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 54 through 62. Today through next Sunday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, which is really the pivotal point about Christianity, I want to share with you these thoughts pertaining and dealing with the Lord Jesus Christ, His coming, His dying, His betrayal, His rejection, His brutal crucifixion that He encountered for you and I, that He would lay down His life, that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. And to know today that, yes, on the third day, He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. We serve a risen Savior today. Our God is not dead. He is very much alive. And so in this message this morning that I'm dealing with, simply entitled, Betrayed, I want you to grasp some facts today, because this is a very important message that we've got to look at, just not from the point of view of Peter's life, but we've got to look at it from our lives today. We've got to see ourselves in these positions that Peter found himself, because instantly, when you get your eyes off of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are very prone to the devices, the leadership, the temptations, and the misleading that Satan can try to do in your life. That's why you've got to stay focused on Jesus. That's why Hebrews 12:2 tells us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finish of our faith. But we've got to grasp this fact today, that a crossless generation today must be pointed back to Calvary. Folks, today we're looking for political solutions in our world. We're looking today for economic solutions in our world. We're looking for solutions today that government and we think people can provide, where actually today we can't do anything apart from God and His help. So our solution today is not found today in government and found in Wall Street and economics or places and times and people today. The cross is our solution today. But more importantly, the Christ that hung upon the cross, who gave His life, He is the one that we've got to look to today for all the solutions that we face. Now, in this little short but very life-changing series that I'm going to be preaching through this week, we're going to climb the slopes of Golgotha, and we're going to draw near to the cross, and we're going to hear the words of Jesus as He spoke there, that was done over 2,000 years ago, but within our hearts and our lives, those words still echo. Those words are still declared today. Words like, I thirst. Words like, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Words like, He simply said, it is finished. And words like, now, Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit. And the Word says that He gave up the spirit, He died. Jesus laid it all on the line for you and I. Jesus paid a debt that He didn't know. We had a debt that we could not pay. And so realizing this today, that when we go there, you're going to hear Jesus speak words today that you and I need to receive into our spirit that will change our life today. Understand, the cross of Christ, really today, it's a spiritual legal table today at which everyone that comes is offered today the opportunity to make an extraordinary change in thy life. I'm glad I've been to Calvary. Yes, I've literally been there, but I'm talking about, more importantly, spiritually, I've been there. I'm glad today that I'm a life changed. I'm glad today I claim 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. I'm glad I serve a God today that's about changing and transformation, redemption and regeneration. I'm glad today I have such a God on my side. We have observed with sadness the tendency today of modern Christianity today to shove both the symbol of and the message of the cross to the place that is beyond faith today. People don't want to hear about the cross. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear about the blood. They today have drawn away from this. And in most churches today, you don't even see any symbolism of the cross. Now, understand, it's not the symbolism of that cross that saves me. It's Jesus that saves me. But I'll tell you what it does do. It reminds me of the price that was paid and reminds me of the importance that my life is surrendered to Him. See, my hope is not found in this world, in governments, in people. My hope is found only and solely in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He accomplished for me at the cross. And not only me, but He did it for you too. And every person. Jesus died for all people. And folks, you cannot have Christianity without a cross and without Christ. You cannot have hope without Jesus today. Thank God today. He took up a cross and He did it today in our benefit. He did and He died on our cross. He suffered our death. He took our pains. He took everything that was against us and praise God, He nailed it to the cross and won redemption for you and I today. Amen. Let's step back to over 2,000 years ago. Let's follow this trail of blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that has brought us redemption. And you know, when He brought you redemption, He brought you a four-letter word spelled H-O-P-E. He has brought hope to your soul today in the service. The topic is betrayal. Friend, today, you know, many times we look at Peter. We look at his life and we think, man, he was a guy that stepped out the boat, walked on the water. He was a man that God mightily used. He was a rough old sailor that God transformed his life through Jesus Christ. He walked with Christ. He saw the miracles that He performed. He was in the presence of God. How could a man who had seen Jesus and had been there with Him and ate with Him and listened to His words cautiously and carefully, how could a man betray? Not once, not twice, but three times. How could he betray Jesus? How could he deny that Christ, that he had been with him and he was a follower? His life had already identified him with that. But you know, folks, I'm not so quick today to point an accusing finger at Peter, because I must look in the mirror and realize we've all been there. We've all betrayed the Lord in some area, in some place of our lives today. We're not all we could, should, and ought to be for Christ, are we? So Peter is infamous for his betrayal of Jesus. I mean, you mention Peter, and the first thing that people talk about is, yeah, he was the guy that turned his back on Jesus. He was the guy that betrayed him thrice. He is the one that denied the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's also look at the life of Peter, the transformation that took place in his life that God had saved him. Let's look also at what happened in his life, that he had walked with Jesus. Do you think that had an impression on his heart in his life? I think absolutely it did. So I'm not so quick today to point an accusing finger in a position of judgment against Peter, because today I look on in his life, and as we're going to see from the Scripture, even when he denied the Lord those three occasions, the Bible tells us something that happened in his life that gave us evidence of a genuine relationship, a real salvation that had transformed his life. And then to see what Peter did in the book of Acts, how he preached and over 3,000 souls were saved. See today, God's not finished with you. You may have dropped the ball somewhere in life. You may have turned away from God. You may have lost your intensity of Christianity. You may have lost today the fact that who you are and what you are in the love and the grace of our God. But I'm going to tell you something today. God is about today restoration. He's about restoring you. He's about changing you. He's about working in your heart and in your life. And you've got to want God to work in your life. Don't be today deceived by the things of this world today. Put your faith in the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Now the Scriptures. Luke 22, starting with verse number 54 down through 62. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter, listen to these words, Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. Now he's with the people. The same crowd that's going to stand there in that day, as we're going to be preaching tonight on Barabbas and what happened to Jesus took his place. And we've all been Barabbas in one sense of the speaking. And realizing what happened here, that Jesus now has been taken away. And so Peter is now with the very crowd that later in the week would holler out when Pilate stood there and said, "Who would you have that I release unto you? Barabbas, a murderer, a thief? A criminal or Jesus?" And they said, "Jesus, crucify him, release unto us Barabbas." They wanted Jesus dead.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.